Live from the 1480 AM studios in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Entertainment, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdl. Guys, how are you?
Humid.
Humid?
Very humid. About?
Is that a state?
Yes.
A person's being?
That's what my state is.
No.
It's a little better in here than outside.
And how's Eric today?
I'm relatively neato.
Neato? Hey, I haven't heard that since, what, the 60s or 70s?
That was a George Carlin.
Oh, yeah. He was funny, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. He was very good. Mm-hmm. Joseph.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, this should be our best show, best Saturday show yet.
Yeah?
Yes.
And that's because?
Well, first of all, at around 11:55, we've got another Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Oh, excellent. I love those.
Yes. And so we'll tell you, you know, if someone doesn't listen to any other part of the show, at least
just
tune
that.
In. Yeah, at 11:55, it will change your perception of life itself. It's just
when can we replay the last time? That was hysterical, I thought.
Well, you can go to breakradioshow.com.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. It's there. Check it out.
And
so
maybe,
funny.
Maybe once we accumulate a bunch of these, maybe we'll release a CD, an album.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Dave's greatest hits. Eric, what do you think? Was that funny last time?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I like
everything out of your mouth is funny, Dave.
Oh yeah, look, you have a what's the baseball cap say, or what, the cap?
Napa.
Yes. What sport is that?
Auto parts.
Oh yeah, just kidding. Oh yes, of course, NASCAR.
Yeah, but we should have it should be an excellent show today because we're going to be celebrating the biggest horror movie of the year.
Oh yes. No,
you're next.
I saw that trailer. I got some comments.
Dave, you really are next, unfortunately. You're
the
next one to go to San Diego later today.
Yes, it's true. Oh, look at that face.
That is pretty
it's
scary.
It looks like a wolf or something.
It looks like a pig.
Show Eric that. What is that, Eric?
That's from that's horror film.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're next.
Yeah,
that's a fox. You're next.
It's a fox.
It looks like a combination of like pig, fox, because it has the pink.
Oh, a pig
and
fox.
I don't think of foxes.
Oh, yeah. Pig Vomit out of Private Parts.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Yeah. But
remember that?
It does look like Paul Giamatti.
You know, he's a great actor, right, Eric?
He is.
I think he's fantastic.
Guy. Yeah.
Eric, did you see Sideways?
I did. I don't remember it. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Okay.
I think I was drunk like they were.
They were often. Okay.
And we'll also be having a guest at around 11:07. We have on actor Brandon J. McLaren.
Yeah.
You might know him from Graceland. He's also in a movie that we're really all about.
C6 Sailor?
Yes. Yeah, we found on Stars.
He's from Vancouver.
Before.
We're going to ask him if he's a hockey fan.
Sure. Why not? And, you know, so he's been in a lot of things, so we'll have a nice little interview with him. And some of the movies that we'll be talking about today, again, of course, we'll talk about Your Next throughout the show. We've got trivia, we've got some music, all about Your Next. That's what we're celebrating today. But we also have a discussion about The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the new Twilight, possibly.
Could be. I didn't see it, but I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have comments on both Your Next and, what was it called? Mortal Instruments,
City of Bones. And how about Scenic Route? We're going to be talking about that one as well.
I saw that trailer. I have commentary on that as well.
Yeah, and because we have we had our interviews with actor Josh Duhamel from Scenic Route, as well as actress Sharni Vinson from Your Next on our Thursday show. You can go, again, breakradioshow.com, click on the big click on archives. You can listen to the rebroadcast of Thursday show. But we're going to play a couple highlights from those interviews today as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so those were excellent interviews. You know, again, Josh Duhamel was amazing, so we will play a few clips from those, and then we'll talking about we have a new segment, Reel to Reel.
Oh, Reel to Reel.
Yes, we'll talk about some of the real life adventures that you can have here in the Valley. You know, if you're tired, we're just watching other people have fun. You know, how
time to have fun.
Yeah, you can have fun yourself. So,
I do have fun myself usually. I do.
Is this a
That's
Dave's random?
No, it's a random.
Dave.
No, I do. You should know how to be with. I have happiness.
Interesting there, Dave.
You're trying
not,
too
not
hard.
The focus we want to
No,
go
Eric, right?
That.
I mean, alone time is good, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes, I'm having alone time this weekend.
Oh, are you?
There you go.
Yes, Kathleen is in San Francisco, and my children are at their mother's, so I'm all by myself.
Oh
wow. Very and if nice. You want a date, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give
Hey, well, go for it, yeah.
Oh, really? Call in 252-1480 right away. 602-252-1480.
Yes, I'm looking for a date this evening. I'm available from 5 to 10.
And if you have a sister, I'll cancel my... No, I won't
Bring her
that.
Along, too.
Yeah, Greg's available.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Wow. So anyway, yeah. Look at his shirt. He has an L.A. Dodger shirt on.
Yeah. I do. Nice.
Yes.
Great team, though. Got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Playing great. Beat the Red Sox last night,
2-0. Again? Oh, my.
Absolutely.
They're just, like, cooking.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anything like it, actually.
And they're not even fully healthy yet. Once Matt Kemp comes back, you know, it's
phenomenal.
Even...
Manager of the Year, perhaps, the guy that was going to get fired earlier, and now he might be Manager of the Year.
I don't think Manager of the Year,
but
what he's done is
him.
Amazing.
No, I think you have to. Breaking all sorts of records. Are you kidding me?
We'll talk about it on the sports show later.
Sports show
well, you won't
later.
Be here for the sports show.
I won't
show,
be here, Joseph. Oh, Joseph.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's right. We'll talk about it.
Remind me of Tombstone. Like, oh, Johnny,
hi,
are you still
Joseph.
There? Remember that scene in Tombstone?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Forgive me, Johnny. Are you still here? Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, the sports shows are coming up at noon and 1.
Yeah,
right?
Real
absolutely.
Hockey
talk. Real
Hockey Talk at noon and then at 1, Breakthrough Sports. Some of our guests there include Fear of the Finn, talking about the San Jose Sharks, of course, a Pacific Division rival, and then PLR from the Sports Cave will join us in the final hour to talk some football.
Will he be in studio?
I don't know.
Wow, but he'll be somewhere.
PLR will be on the show.
He's
somehow.
A very nice guy, Paul Richardson.
Yes.
We call him
PLR.
Yeah,
I think before.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Really cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, how exciting. Yes. And, of course, Paige DeMarcos will be in with Greg, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In the studio as well.
Wow.
And we had a great show on Thursday. And right? Where were
we
on Thursday?
A lot of fun.
We were at Point in Time, I think.
No, we were at
North Mountain Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're at the North Mountain Brewing
Company.
Wow,
what's Dave on
that
today?
Was fantastic. They had a nice crowd there, 90, maybe 100 people.
It was fun.
And I had some, what type of wine did I have?
Yeah, I think you had Moscato.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Eric, ever have Moscato?
No, I'm not a big wine guy.
Yeah, I don't even wine, but my ex used to.
That's the only thing that Dave does, and the only thing that he drinks is wine.
Which, no, I hardly drink, but I now am a Moscato guy instead of a Riesling.
Because
guy.
Of the one time on Thursday that he had Moscato.
Now, I
changed his whole view on drinks.
Yeah.
I've got a problem now because now that I'm putting together these Dave's Random Enlightenments, every time Dave opens his mouth, I'm thinking
you have
how
more
I
that you could bring
this.
In.
Yeah.
Each time it opens.
I mean, it's like those... that's what she said jokes on The Office.
Well,
like,
speaking of open mouth, you don't want to be by him when he's eating.
I mean, oh, come on. I'm not that bad.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Go to a movie with him sometime, and everyone
so
in the top row is like, who's that guy munching on
Wait, Eric, don't you eat popcorn when you go to the movies?
I don't like popcorn.
Oh,
but
you don't?
Really?
You know, when you go to the movies, you always hear like people crumpling their candy wrappers and everything, and that drives me crazy.
Yeah, that is no fun.
Or but throwing their milk duds at my head. Right?
Yeah, they do, because he didn't like Lincoln, the movie, I should say. He liked Lincoln, the man.
Yeah, the man was good.
Yeah. So what do you eat, Eric, when you go to the movies?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's probably good though because
you know what, because
have you seen the calorie
if I
count
want a hot
there?
Dog, I can I can buy a you know an 8-pack at the store for the same price.
You know that's true. That's where they make their money, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the concessions.
Do you like hot dogs, Dave? What's your favorite kind of hot dog?
I don't really like hot dogs because I heard they're bad for you.
They're really bad.
Yeah, that's what
terrible.
I heard.
I like Vienna. Vienna's good.
Vienna or the Hebrew National, I think, is okay, right, Eric?
I don't know. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh. Then soy food with
soy dogs.
Soy dogs.
Here we go with the breakthrough culinary again. When are we going to extend to 5 hours and do a culinary show?
Oh, a cooking show. Do you cook?
I do, yeah.
Eric? You
and
cook?
Paige said she's going to bring us in some Greek stuff.
Oh, today?
Yeah, well, not today.
Oh,
she's
going to
bring us some baklava.
Oh, yeah. Baklava. I don't know if today.
That's candy, right?
We didn't talk about it, but yeah, that'd
be halva.
Great.
Halva?
No, baklava. It's a like flaky pastry with like honey and stuff in it.
Oh, nuts. I've been called baklava in terms of flaky. But anyway, all right. So here we go. I'm just
exciting.
Kidding.
Okay.
Just teasing. Frosted flakes.
Before we get you in any more trouble with your ex after last week's enlightenment, let's talk about your next. Again, this is the movie that we're celebrating this week.
Yeah.
So you've seen the trailers for this.
Yes, I have.
So when a gang of masked axe-wielding murderers descend upon a family reunion. The hapless victims seem trapped until an unlikely guest of the family proves to be the most talented killer of all. What'd you think of the trailer for this?
Blood and guts. Not. You want to give me? Should I give the commentary now?
No. Just a general idea.
Well,
what'd you think of the trailer?
It was. It looked incredibly scary.
Okay,
incredibly scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a little bit. Incredibly.
But you don't like horror movies in the first
place.
But this
like
is what
it.
Makes it even scarier for Dave because, right. you know, anything scares him. Swim Fan True. Scared him. And so
oh.
this
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
This is really going Swim to be fan. Terrifying if Dave even watches 5 seconds of it.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese used to scare me.
It well, still does.
I'm going to tell you this. You might not want to see this movie.
I will not
you
see this
You might
movie.
Not want to see this movie because it will not. Only scare the living daylights out of you.
I believe it.
But it will also afford you one of the most frighteningly fun times that you will have while watching a movie all year. This is my favorite horror movie of the year.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And you know how much I love The Purge. Mm-hmm. You know, that's such an excellent movie. This is on some completely different level because there's some humor in it. It has almost a self-aware type of attitude about it where, you know, kind of like Scream or Cabin in the Woods or Detention. These, you know, movies that kind of meta horror.
Yeah, that kind of make fun of themselves.
Yes.
And that's why Scream is such a great franchise.
Right. And there are these yeah. moments in this movie where you will be literally terrified and the next second you will be laughing. I mean, it is such a roller coaster ride of emotions, this movie. It is amazing. Needless to say, I'm giving it a breakthrough.
Wow.
Oh, no. Wait, you said at one moment you'll be terrified and the next moment you could be laughing?
Yes.
Are you describing my former marriage again?
Dave, the really. More you talk about it, the more it's not funny. Stop talking about it.
I was wondering.
Let me do the work.
All right.
No, so, you know, this is a home invasion slasher, and it lays the groundwork of a truly terrifying set of circumstances, slowly but surely raising the stakes while also taking advantage of each and every opportunity that arises along the way. The toy with the horror genre's contrivances. Of course, any fan of the horror genre knows how silly horror movies can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this does that on purpose.
Oh.
And not in a very overt way like the Scary Movie franchise.
Yeah.
Right, but that's an actual parody. Spoof.
Yes. Yeah, this is like, it's difficult to explain, but the audience, when I saw this movie, everyone was cracking up hysterical, but then people were screaming as well. You know, so it was screams of laughter, screams of absolute terror. This was an amazing movie. You know, the end result is a uniquely engaging experience. This is the kind of movie that you've heard about, you know, midnight horror movies, where people would go to the horror movies at midnight.
Oh, the Rocky Horror Mountain something.
Kind of like that, where there's like audience participation.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, audience participation where, you know, everyone's... And then when you're walking out of the theater, everyone's talking about their favorite moments,
yeah.
how silly it was, but how ingenious these
how
moments
would you,
are.
What were some of the things the audience was participating in?
Well, at one moment, there is a young woman who decides that she is going to run out the door. And she thinks the faster that she goes, she can get past the killer because mm-hmm. the killer won't be expecting her.
Right.
Needless to say, something does not happen the way that she thinks it will.
You mean in the audience? Someone actually... No, that's what I was asking, right, Eric?
Oh, I thought they were killing each other.
Yeah. So what happened in the audience?
In Scream 2, that
laughing.
Happens, actually.
Oh, they were
in
laughing?
In the audience, people were laughing, yes.
That reminds me of Kitty Genovese. Remember, Eric, where people
I think
just...
No, this is supposed to be funny, though.
In New York, why. Where the, you know, people don't do anything.
What? Where are you? All right.
Yeah, turn his mic off.
Yeah,
there,
I don't know
please.
where you're talking about. But anyway, the theme here is, well, first of all, let me play a clip of Sharni Vinson, the actress, the main actress in this film. You might know her from the Step Up franchise. She's in Step Up 3D. Great actor. She was also in a horror movie named Bait. And
she happens to share my birthday.
Here's what Sharni Vinson has to say about your next.
Well, I know one of the underlying themes from what Simon Barrett wanted out of it was that all is not what it seems. And, you know, he really tried to portray that in multiple ways with the rich versus poor element. Even in the way that he created the animal masks, you know, the most menacing mask being the tiger is actually the first one to go. So he possesses the least strength. And the cute little fox is the one that sort of lasts the longest. So definitely an underlying theme of the all is not what it seems.
Yeah, so, you know, again, the theme of this is appearances can be deceiving. Not everything is always what it seems. It does this really, really well because you're thinking that you're just going to watch a horror film, but then you are watching something that is far and above any horror film that you've ever seen. Again, it's a breakthrough. And
wow.
A lot of the things that happen in the movie are completely the opposite of what you would expect. Dave, what do you say about the theme?
Well, I wasn't sure. I just saw the trailer, Blood and Guts. I wasn't a fan of the trailer. I couldn't see any funny moments in the trailer
at all. It. They hide it well.
Yeah, they hide it well, and it was just blood and guts, and it didn't seem anything socially redeeming. Appearances are usually deceiving anyway. I agree with that. The world has based so much of its success on the standards of society and usually by values established by funders of the media. So I'm getting to corporate sponsors all about greed and nothing socially redeeming. I couldn't see anything in the trailer that attracted me about people getting killed for apparently no reason. Now, maybe there was a reason, but it couldn't have been a good reason. Am I right? I have to see the movie.
It's
right?
Entertainment. You have to see the movie because I don't want to spoil anything.
There I guess
so
I
many
plus,
surprises.
Plus, there's
movie.
Some places and some types of movies and entertainment where even though everything we talk about, even the raunchiest comedies, will try to point to. Oh, hey, we may love the movie per se, but also point to. Maybe any meaning put into right. in the story. In some cases, maybe it's a little different. And but Joseph, you're not the only one that's really. I didn't see it yet, but it seems like out there there's a cult following with this film already.
Yes, it was made several years ago. Mm-hmm. It premiered at a film festival. People went wild over it. Mm-hmm. They
really?
Loved it. Yeah, and so Lionsgate snatched it up and they said they were going to release this, but the timing. Sometimes with these horror movies, they just can't figure out where to slot them.
And this is a big step up for Sharnie Vincent.
It is. Yes,
but I'll
good one.
I'll say this is that. It because when you look at other horror movies that add the comedic element, a lot of them will. When you look at like the Freddy Krueger franchise, right. Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one was more serious, and your favorite actor Johnny Depp was, I think, his first victim or one of them. But then it got kind of funny. But they're cheesy movies to watch. But then you have ones like Scream that are actually like brilliant, and that's why they have such a huge following because. You look at that, and yes, it's serious, scary, mm-hmm. but then it's like, it's real life. It's funny. They add that into there, and it sounds like this is similar, and so that's
very
why I know
so,
I'll
yes.
probably like it.
This is the best horror movie that's done this kind of thing since Scream.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not Scream. It does it differently, mm-hmm. Because it doesn't lay out the rules of the genre, but... It's amazing. So
yeah.
I want to leave it at that. But, before we... I don't want to go into a break yet because I wanted to play a clip from the first song, number one. We were going to go into the show with this, but this is a song...
Sorry, I was running out of time and I had to just throw something in.
I know, that's fine. That's fine. But I this is a song from the movie. This is our theme, and you can go ahead and start playing it, but again, we're not going to go into break right this second. But this is a song from the movie. It's by the Dwight Twiley Band, Looking for the Magic. And these are all the songs that we play today are going to be songs, pop songs that were not scary before you saw the movies. But now after the movies, they are really creepy. So this song is, you're not going to be able to listen to this song the same way after you see this
movie. And
this
is in Your
Next. Yes.
I wonder if we'll have Mr. Sandman coming at some point.
We'll see.
Oh, I love that song.
There's a lot to choose from. But this is a great song in the first place, isn't it?
I'm not scared.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, so we can roll out of that. But so all the songs that we'll be playing today are songs from horror movies.
Absolutely.
That may have changed the meaning, and it triggers an anchor of what you think
yes.
when you hear that movie. Like on the break, I won't spoil it, but you mentioned...
Yes.
A song, and I immediately thought of that very...
Well, we're not going to play that one. But one
oh,
of,
darn,
yeah,
I like
we're not
that
play
one.
That
Can
one.
I say it then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Eric, when you hear the song Singing in the Rain, what do you think of?
The movie?
Yeah, Clockwork Orange, right?
No, I think it's Singing in the Rain, the movie. But yeah, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, wasn't that scary, though? But the scene they played it to was not a,
And that's how the guy figures out that was the guy who killed his wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in the bathtub whistling it or something.
Yeah. So that was scary. Yeah, I agree. That was very good.
So, all the songs that we play are from these movies, and all the trivia is going to go along with the song. So in a little bit, as we go to our break, not right this second, but in a few moments, we are going to be playing from the Four Freshmen, Jeepers Creepers, okay? So here's our trivia, and all the trivia today has to do with horror movies and these songs that we're going to be playing. So what was the original title of Jeepers Creepers, okay? What was the original title of Jeepers Creepers? By the way, probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Really,
Justin Long.
How about Pointless?
point. You're crazy. If you don't like Jeepers Creepers, you're crazy.
I don't know if I've even seen it.
Right, Justin
but
Long
it doesn't go like this.
Long,
yeah. Jeepers, yeah. Creepers.
Yeah, we'll play it in a moment.
That, is that how it goes?
Don't sing, Dave.
Yeah, let's let the four freshmen
creepers.
Do it instead. So what was the original title? A, Here Comes the Boogeyman. B, Be Eating You. C, Cathedral.
Interesting. I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A?
I'll go with C.
Dave?
I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B?
Someone's going to win, right?
And the answer is A.
Of
Here Comes the Boogeyman.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yes, so, absolutely. You know,
all right, creepers. Well, then let's this take a quick break, done. And I'll have to just get more organized to win the next trivia. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live at the 1480 AM studios, KPHX, and we will be right back.
I don't care how the weather vane points when the weather vane points too gloomy. It's got to be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Creepers, creepers. Where'd you get those creepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get that size?
Golly gee.
When you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those creepers?
Oh, those weepers.
How they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those?
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birum Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, material. We know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo. I know that song. I can't remember the title, and I don't associate it. Tears of a Who?
It's originally Tears for Fears.
Right.
Oh, but I don't know what it's associated with. What movie?
This is Gary Jules' Mad World. It is from Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, is that a movie?
Yeah, Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
You've never seen Donnie Darko? It's like the greatest cult movie of all time.
I thought
the airplane engine falls in.
Yes.
Oh, really? I thought the high school, rock and roll high school or something was the greatest cult movie. Man. Well, he sings. Well, let's sing a little bit.
No, that's all right.
Eric, you know how to sing?
Yeah, I'm a musician.
All right, go do a few bars for us.
No.
Okay.
You have to pay him for that.
Oh,
well,
yes.
We could do our trivia for Donnie Darko then. Again, we are spotlighting Your Next and talking all about some of these horror movies with these really pop songs that are now creepy. So, which of the following actors was not initially considered for the role... in Donnie Darko before Jake Gyllenhaal was eventually cast, okay? So two of these actors were considered for the role, but one of them was not. Which one was not? Right now, Greg is in the lead with one.
Of course.
Your choices are A, Vince Vaughn, B, Mark Wahlberg, C, Seth Rogen. Which one was not considered for the role?
A.
Dave says A.
I say Seth.
Oh, boy.
Eric says Seth. Greg.
Oh, same. I'm going to say Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, and Eric gets the point. It's
wow.
Seth
oh,
Rogen.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Seth Rogen was actually in the movie.
Yeah, that's true, and that was around the Freaks and Geeks time.
Yeah, so, you know, well out of his teens, Vince Vaughn reportedly turned down the part of Donnie due to his age. Mark Wahlberg was interested in the part, but only if he was allowed to do so with a lisp. Jason Schwartzman was also strongly considered but dropped out due to scheduling conflicts. And as I already said, Seth Rogen was in the film.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point.
So, again, we're celebrating Your Next. But now, if anyone – our next segment is Reel to Reel. We're going to talk about some of the live things that you can do in the Valley. And if you don't want to, you know, just watch people have fun. If you want to have fun yourself, there's plenty of things to do. You know, from time to time, we'll check in and see what other things there are to do. But what number can they call, Dave, if they have any ideas that you can do to have fun in the Valley?
Yes, absolutely. 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Call in, comment about fun in the Valley, fun outside the Valley.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of things to do out there.
Fun in the sun.
Yeah, because you know, fun in the sun, a great way to start it off, because you know, even though we're winding down, it's kind of a gloomy, humid day out there.
Ooh, big thunderstorm last night.
Yes, yeah. So I'm glad that I didn't decide to go this week, but I went Salt River tubing last week.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun. I went Salt River tubing when I was in high school, when I was graduating high school. And I went with my mom and my aunt and my cousin back then. I remember getting all like bumped up and bruises and everything on my legs because I didn't know what I was doing. This time I had a nice professional tube. I went with some excellent friends, you know, some great people. So shout out to them. And had the best fun that I've had all summer.
Yeah, so, what made it so fun?
Because, you know, Salt River Tubing, it's amazing that, you know, it's like an adventure. I mean, you're going over these rapids, and it's also relaxing, and it's just the company. I mean, I highly recommend going out there, go Salt River Tubing with some excellent people, and just, you know, you have a nice time talking to the people. I mean, you spend, like, I think it's like 4 hours, something like that.
Dave, you can bring your Moscato out there.
You can?
Yeah, you can. Well, no glass containers. We got to say that. And they don't recommend tying your tubes together.
That's a medical term, isn't it?
That's a anti-pregnancy thing.
Yeah, were you a medical show now? What?
Yeah, we should.
They don't recommend it.
Because there could be a lot of tube tying out there.
Yeah.
But absolutely. How about people that, you know, really need some birth control? Don't they recommend that anymore?
We tied our tubes.
Oh, you did?
Together. Yes.
Oh, you're
yes.
a doctor now, huh?
Yes.
Do you need an assistant?
So we had an excellent
scalpel.
Time out there in the sun. And, you know,
syringe.
We brought some snacks. You know, the one part that I don't know why, but people bring marshmallows out there. Have you ever been Salt River Tubing, Eric?
No, I have not.
No.
I haven't either.
Well,
why didn't I tie the tubes to the inner tubes? I'll clarify that.
Right, the inner tubes. There
yeah,
you go.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's dangerous. I got people can, like, if they get just under the water, and then you've got a big cluster of tubes that rolls over them. Because some of those places, it goes, you know, the current is pretty fast.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
So no. 4 hours just floating on a tube?
I've definitely inner-tubed on rivers before, but not the Salt River.
Oh, well, it's fun, though, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you bring your snacks out there, and for some reason people were bringing marshmallows, and they were throwing them in the water, and then I've got these girls throwing these marshmallows at my head.
Why?
And I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Girls throwing marshmallows?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, I was hoping that it was a good sign.
You know what that means, don't you?
What?
I'll have to tell you off there.
All right.
No, there's a meaning, right, Eric? When a girl throws marshmallows at you?
Yeah, it means they like you.
Okay.
And
like
back
how about seaweed?
Yeah,
how about if they throw seaweed at you?
Yeah, that's even better because it's healthier.
Yeah.
I eat seaweed. Ever try seaweed?
Yeah,
it's really good.
When you go to eat relationship. Sushi, you're eating seaweed.
Yeah, Chinese sign of good luck.
It is?
Seaweed on head.
That's right.
What? I went on tubing at California Adventure Park.
Ancient Chinese secret.
So,
that's the closest Dave's come. And that's the closest I've come. I've actually never been to Salt River, but there and I believe Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm is exciting.
Good stuff there. Yeah.
I mean, you before the show, you were mentioning another thing that's coming up, and I heard they're auditioning for these on the news this morning. So
they are. Well, a lot of haunted houses, obviously, out here, and Halloween is around the corner. You already go to stores and see stuff out there, even though we're still in August. But at least the 13th floor, which is the one off of Bell that you know seems pretty popular. There's a lot, you know, the Nest, Fear Farm. I've been to. I've actually also been to the Nest a couple of years ago. I haven't been to 13th floor yet, but this one opens up. It looks like September 13th.
Yeah, I just saw the casting call for it.
Yeah,
Jack
absolutely.
And Jill's Haunted Hill too.
There's that. There's quite a few. Then I know in the but a lot of the Nest it's changed places. I think it's back in the East Valley again. I know at one point it went out to the West Valley near where Fear Farm was. I don't think it's there anymore. It might be, and I'll look that up here in a second. But yeah, the 13th floor, when I noticed, like, wow, September 13th, because usually I thought they were the end of September, very early October, but at least this one in general, you know, already just over 2 weeks away, about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the Spirit Halloween Superstores haven't already opened. I'm sure that's just around the corner.
Some of them do open, I think, in early to mid-September. Others are late September, early October, depending on the location. But yeah, I mean, if you get into the whole Halloween spirit, and especially today talking about, you know,
Your Next, and
horror movies out there, but I'll look up some more haunted houses too. You know, people Google it if you're into that stuff, and you definitely got to get out there. It adds to the whole Halloween time.
Well, my question for Dave is: if he's so scared to see a movie like Your Next, have you ever been to a haunted house?
The closest I've been to is Knott's Berry Farm when they had
Not Scary Farm.
Exactly. Did you go, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I used to live like, 30 minutes away.
Oh, so did you?
I would go every year.
Yeah, and it's not bad. They actually had some pretty scary things in one of the rides. I forgot which ride, but all of a sudden, it's a train ride, actually. And Eric, do you remember that? And then they hired all these people to come out and actually
attack you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was with a date. I never saw her again. No, it was weird. We had a search.
You mean
party.
You lost her at Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah, she like started going out with one of the scary guys. That's it was okay. Really weird.
Zombie.
Yeah, I called her that anyway.
Elvira was always there every year.
Oh, was she? Yeah.
I remember Elvira. I will say the Nest will not be opening this year.
Really?
The Nest
no.
is next year. Due to structural damage to their building, they're unable to open, as they say.
Too many earthquakes?
Well, that would make it more scary, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would think so. So they said they'll be back in 2014. So no Nest this year, but still the 13th floor, Fear Farm, which is great off the 101, and McDowell, you know, way out there.
What happened?
The
there
side.
At Fair Farm.
It's fun. Well, at least
they
when I went 2 years
crops.
Ago.
Oh, you've seen.
There's like four different haunted attractions, and you know, you just go through them. You could buy a pass to go to all four. You can buy a pass just to go to one. You know, I think one year they had like an alien themed one. Other one they have where it's like outdoor, like Old West type of thing. And then they also had the corn maze there, but it wasn't really haunted. You just go around it and it was shaped like a football helmet because I think it was when the Super Bowl was here like that. But then there's the Scottsdale Scream Park, which is also fun. Similar in a way to Fear Farm in the sense there's like three or four attractions and you know, you could pay for all of them or just pay for one or whatnot, and they have some of the characters kind of walking around. It's some good stuff.
Well, Eric, you look like a fun guy. What if I wanted to go out and have some
fun? I
look
like a fun guy?
I should have said that one to Dave. No, well, you look like you
that would be singular, though.
Yeah. You look like you have fun. And
I try.
All right. Well, if I wanted to go out and have some more fun other than, you know, just the Salt River, since I've done that, and while we're waiting for these haunted houses to open, have you done anything in the Valley that's, you know, fun that you would recommend that I can go out and be thrown at marshmallows at again?
Well, usually in the summer, in the past, I've spent a lot of time at the lakes up north.
Yeah.
Pleasant. Bartlett and
Roosevelt.
Kathleen and I've never been to Roosevelt, but Kathleen and I like hanging out on the lakes.
On a boat or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
We have a boat.
Oh, fun.
Oh. Yeah, see, I told you, fun guy.
Wow. Fun guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, medical term again. Yeah. So, and what have I done?
Yeah, what have you done? Probably nothing because you don't look like a fun guy. You look like a fungus.
Oh, yes. No, that's plural. Now, let's see. What have I? The improv. I love the improv.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's open. Is it?
I think it closed, or one of the places closed.
Improv.
MP closed, and it reopened.
I think it reopened.
There's a new one. Well, I guess it's not as new anymore, I think, in Scottsdale. But.
Do they heckle you when you go there?
No, I heckle them.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's a good place. I like Las Vegas, but it's not in Arizona.
Oh.
What can you do?
Yeah. Well, we talked about Las Vegas before. I'm sure we'll bring up Las Vegas again. That's always fun.
Are you a gambler, Dave?
No. No, but I sing the song.
You know, the thing with Arizona, the time of year, is, especially in the Phoenix area, as the weather starts cooling down a little bit, things change a bit. So then, you know, hiking comes into play.
Yeah, I like
you know?
To hike.
Yeah, oh,
absolutely.
Where do you hike,
Camelback
Eric?
Mountain.
Well, the other day we hiked up to the Sears K ruins.
Oh, okay.
Out in Carefree.
Nice.
Oh. How about Sedona?
Yeah, I've been to Sedona. I've never hiked there, though.
Good place to hike.
I just bought crystals.
You want to hear something really scary?
What?
I hiked at Sedona.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the scary part. But
I walked
over a rattlesnake and didn't notice it. Didn't notice
Obviously,
it at all.
You didn't notice it either.
Yeah. It was scary. And we just let it continue walking.
Yeah. Slithering.
Slithering.
They had legs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
yeah this was a hitman rattlesnake.
How about Parson Spring? Have you ever been to Parson Spring hiking?
No, where's that at?
That's up by Tuzigoot.
Tuzigoot?
Tuzigoot?
I'm going there
just for the name.
Yeah, I know.
Tuzigoot.
How about Black Bart's and Flagstaff? Who's been there?
Not me.
That's fun.
No.
Remember? They sing there.
It's a good place.
We'll have to do a remote at all these places.
I think it'd be awesome
to do a remote on the Salt River. I don't know if that would be feasible.
Whoa.
That'd be awesome.
Dave wouldn't be able to join us for that. We'll handle that.
Wait, how do you do that? Right on the tube?
Wow. Right. I don't know. Don't worry about it. But anyway, we'll go to our next trivia question.
All right, next trivia.
I just want to add one last thing about... I was on the next one, right? I didn't add it.
Yeah.
I didn't flip my board.
You didn't what?
right. What is going on?
You forgot to flip your board again?
Yeah, all right. So anyway,
we're supposed to do that before the show.
We'll go into our next trivia question, but first I want to say that these people that I went Salt River tubing with, they also didn't like – I brought brownies, and they had walnuts in them, and some of them spit them out, and they threw them at my head.
They were hoping something else was in the brownie.
Walnuts?
They said that brownies should not have any walnuts.
Ever see the movie Alice B. Toklas?
Was that Peter Sellers?
Yeah, with the brownies.
Yeah, I saw that years ago.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers was one of my favorites.
Very funny.
So, but they don't like, I mean, don't you like brownies with walnuts?
Wait, but breaking news. Eric, back to Eric for a second. I saw that. Guess which movie I saw. Remember they used to have double features?
Yes.
Alice B. Toklas was the first one. The second one, now see if it goes back a long way. What was one of the better movies back in that era?
Was Jack Nicholson in it?
No, but Dustin Hoffman was. Who wants to guess?
Mrs.
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Graduate.
Yeah,
that was a great double feature. I got to tell you, one of my favorite movies of all time. Back to you, Joseph.
That's a good one.
I love that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, wow. I don't like
I don't know why
he
went for her.
Say that.
Wasn't the daughter was much cuter, right, Eric?
Catherine Ross.
Yeah, yeah
she was beautiful in the day.
Yeah, so why did she go with Anne Bancroft?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's probably the way they wrote
it.
They wrote the movie.
That's a great segue.
Yeah.
We could talk about another quite attractive young woman.
Oh, okay.
Kate Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh,
I like her.
Because our next song that we'll be playing into the break is Iko Iko from The Skeleton Key, I believe. Yes. Yeah. And is from The Dixie Cups. But anyway, so here's our trivia. In 2005, Kate Hudson starred in the supernatural thriller The Skeleton Key. Which of the following television series was Hudson almost cast in? A, That 70s Show. B, Married with Children. Or C, Full House.
Married with Children, B.
Wait, could you repeat the question?
Okay, I changed my answer.
In 2005, which of the following television series was Kate Hudson almost cast in?
Is that the daughter of Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
I love
her. That 70s Show, Married with Children, or Full House?
70s Show. I changed my answer.
70s Show.
70s Show, 70s Show.
Oh, man, when was she born?
When was she born?
Maybe because that could tie into
Full House
and stuff.
Too early, and so is Married with Children.
Married with Children, you're right, because both the 80s. But she just plays a daughter of...
She was almost cast. She wasn't cast in it, but she was almost cast. I can't give you any more information than that.
Because it could have been as a young actress coming
up. Christine Applegate.
Yeah, I don't think it could have been that, but maybe, because Hudson was born, maybe 75? So I don't want to look it up, 76. Married with Children was 86 or 87. Full House.
TV.
And you're wrong. It's That 70s Show.
Oh! Eric's
in the lead.
Yeah, 2-1-1.
Yes.
Nicely
done, Eric. In 98, she was considered for the role of Donna Pinciotti.
So the tall one, right?
Yes. Pinciotti.
Yeah, who, of course, eventually went to Laura Prepon.
What do they do in Rome?
I don't know.
Pinciotti.
Yes, Pinciotti. Okay. Wow.
All right.
Anyway,
we on a break?
Iko Iko.
What is that? Geico? The little geek?
No, the skeleton key.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire.
Bum. All right. We'll take a quick break right now. That was in another movie. Doesn't that sound like...
I think this has been in several movies, but it's been redone.
Isn't that the song in... with Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice?
No.
Okay, but it's similar. Okay. Anyway, this is... Yeah, I love that song. You got that one? No. All right, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back.
My plague boy to your plague boy, I'm gonna set your plague on fire. You're talking about here now. Iko one day. Shagamofino, I'm nani. Shagamofinani.
Do you?
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here at the 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and John Denver.
Yes, Rocky Mountain High, of course. From what movie?
From that marijuana movie, Rocky Mountain High.
No.
Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, that one, right? Wasn't that? Okay.
Horror movie.
Oh, a horror movie?
Yeah, that's a good question because I...
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, right. I don't think I've heard this one yet, so...
Okay.
The song was good, though.
This song and our next three ones are all from the Final Destination franchise.
Oh, I never saw it.
This is the song that plays every time someone is about to die.
In the first one,
from
right?
The first Final Destination.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
what would John Denver think of that?
I don't know.
Especially since he died.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point, is because the Final Destination is about the plane crash. So they have the song.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
the whole
first one was
about the plane crash. Yeah, yeah. Well,
no one told me that. How come no one told me that?
Because you should know.
All right, it's, well, call in and tell me. 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, as in 1480 AM KPHX, live here. Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Back to you, Joseph.
In a moment, we will talk about the Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, but yes, let's do another trivia question.
Okay, Eric.
Eric's got two, of course.
Greg, one. Myself, one. Here we go.
It's time to catch up.
What inspired the first Final Destination, okay? Mm. What was the inspiration for the first Final Destination?
John Denver.
A, the real-life explosion of TWA Flight 800. B, a flight taken by screenwriter Jeffrey Reddick on which a fire broke out in the lavatory. Or C, a dream screenwriter Jeffrey Reddick had while on an airplane from which he awoke screaming.
C.
Dave says C.
B.
Greg says B, and Eric?
A.
A.
Oh, wow.
You know, Eric's going to win this.
Wow.
The answer is A.
Eric, don't cheat.
What was that? What was A?
The real-life explosion of TWA Flight 800. Reddick has said, I was actually flying home to Turkey, and I read this story about a woman who was on vacation, and her mom called her and said, don't take the flight tomorrow. I have a really bad feeling about it. She switched flights, and the plane she would have been on crashed. He then wrote a 14-page script about it entitled for the X-Files, but series creator Chris Carter ignored it, and he and his writing partners James Wong and Glenn Morgan took an interest in it, and they made the Final Destination movie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, again, one of my favorite franchises of all time. I love the Final Destination series. I can't wait for them to come out with the sixth one. Yeah, there's been five of them. We'll talk about a couple more of them, too.
I like those two.
You did? Yeah. And Eric's leading 3-1-1.
Yes.
Nicely done, Eric.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, of course, we've got plenty more to go. And so let's talk about our next film briefly here, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. Lily Collins plays a seemingly ordinary teenager who, when her mom, Lena Headey, is attacked and taken from their home in New York City by a demon, finds out truths about her past and bloodline that changes her entire life. This is kind of like the Twilight franchise. I mean, it's based on a young adult series of books. Yeah. Kind of like The Host, kind of like Beautiful Creatures. You know, it's one of those new young adult movies, supernatural themed. So I know that you really like the Twilight franchise, Dave. Did this trailer appeal to you when you watched this?
It did. I love the Twilight series, and this trailer looked quite good, actually. The battle between good and evil, doing good makes a difference.
Okay. Well, you know, I liked the Twilight saga. I, you know, not as much as you do. I liked it. I thought The Host was okay. I liked it better than some of the Twilights. I hated Beautiful Creatures, and this is so much worse than that.
Really?
This is terrible.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's
I could have told you that.
Yeah, it's less a movie than it is a feature-length pilot for a bad CW television series that nobody in their right mind would ever actually watch. It's too scary for kids, too silly for adults, and too long, convoluted, and incomplete for everyone in between. Mm. The acting in this is terrible.
It's not too silly for Dave, though.
No, you'd probably...
You know what they needed? They should have had Lily Collins' dad just come out and start singing.
Lily Tomlin. Right.
About her eyebrows.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would help the movie, you know, get him out there.
Yeah, and you know, she's cute. She's cute. At one point, she was going to come here to the Valley, but apparently that didn't work out.
Well, because we were talking about her eyebrows.
Probably. That's probably.
But still, you could look past those eyebrows. She is.
Are the eyebrows sort of Jim's dad eyebrows?
Not quite.
Right.
Not
close.
Quite.
Yeah.
A little more trimmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, I don't think her dad has eyebrows like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll
the milkman does, though.
Huh? Does Phil Collins have eyebrows like that?
Yeah. The singer?
Yeah, that's her dad. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely could use a lawn mowing on those eyebrows.
Yeah. So
that's unbelievable, really. It's actually a shock.
But you know what? She's still cute, even with them.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not where we're paying attention to.
You get many eyebrow bags. That's all you do.
People's eyebrow is based on Lily Collins.
But Phil doesn't even have any hair. Where'd she get all that hair?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But if the Mortal Instrument City of Bones is any indication.
Maybe he does have hair somewhere.
Well, she doesn't. Her acting in this is terrible. I mean, she was in that.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's usually pretty good.
Oh, the football one.
Abduction, she was good in.
The Taylor Lautner. But the. The one with Sandra Bullock, based on a true story.
Oh, right. The Blind Side.
Yeah, Blind Side.
Yeah. Nice movie.
Yeah.
So she's usually good.
She's younger in that.
I think it's the dialogue in this. It's the dialogue. Yeah. It's the it's just the revelations. It's the story. It's just so silly. I mean, I kept thinking of
of Dave.
20-year-olds drinking, you know, playing drinking games while watching this movie.
With their little wine coolers and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, because this is just, it's so silly, so silly. So needless to say, it's a huge thumbs down.
The eyebrows are moving.
And so let's briefly talk about the theme because it's really not that worth it. The theme here is perception is everything. We can see the world as magical or mundane. The choice is ours. Dave, what do you say about perception?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Perception is everything. That is reality. Magic or mundane is not in the world. It comes through the external senses. It's really how you filter the data you see in the world. So you can look at the most boring thing and still find curiosity. That state of mind will create some magical moments, or you can look at something spectacular and find boredom. Many of my dates say that very, very specifically about me. Something spectacular, but they find boredom. Now, it's all dependent on your state of mind, what you focus on, what your purpose is, and if you're willing to play in the third level of thinking. What's the third level of thinking?
I think you've told us before, but I don't remember.
I know what I know. Everyone plays that level. They just know what they know. They're in a box. They don't think outside their box. I know what I don't know, and I know that I don't know what I don't know. If you don't know what I just said, replay breakradioshow.com.
Excellent.
And Jamie Campbell Bauer, of course, was also in Twilight as one of the main Volturi, and he's in this too. So he's jumping ship a little bit.
Right? I would describe Twilight just as you described this movie.
Yes. Uh-huh. Because
But Dave will probably like Twilight. This because of his life.
I might.
Twilight.
Before we run out of time in this hour, let's do
eyebrows.
Another trivia question again.
Yes.
Thumbs down for the Mortal Instruments. The next song that we're going to be playing
you
into the break, it will be
cooking.
The Letterman. Letterman, Turn Around, Look at Me.
Oh, I like that song.
Under what title was Final Destination 3 released in Japan? A, Killer Coaster. B, Final Dead Coaster. C, Samurai Corkscrew of Death.
Wow.
Killer Coaster.
Is Killer Coaster for Greg. Dave?
What is it again?
Killer Coaster, Final Dead Coaster, Samurai Corkscrew of Death.
C.
I'm going with A.
And no one's right. It's Final Dead
it's
Coaster.
B. What? I almost picked that.
Yeah.
What?
So.
Is that a roller coaster?
Yeah. In the movie, Ryan Merriman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, they see the roller coaster crashing, and it does.
Oh.
Right. And that'll be
that's
a song coming up as well, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that in the United States, the film was initially known as Final Destination 3D, but New Line Cinema deemed 3D to be too expensive and complicated for the film at that time. Later on, they released the fourth and fifth entries in 3D.
Yeah.
But, roller coaster.
Right. And the fifth one featured David Koepner, who, of course, from Anchorman, you were saying, hey, I don't see him as much, and he...
Which one is he in? Oh, the guy.
Champ. Champ.
Yeah, Champ.
The baldhead guy.
Yeah.
So we're still at Eric has
Whammy.
Three.
David
Dave has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg's at one.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was in rehab or something.
What?
I
don't get it.
It's still anyone's game.
I literally
still
don't get it.
Game.
I don't.
Oh, anyone's game. What is it? 3-2-1? Okay.
3-1-1.
Yeah,
three.
We're way behind.
Oh, 3-1.
Right
oh, 3-1-1?
Eric
one?
Is smacking us around.
Hey, nicely done. Okay, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX, and brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hey, I like that song.
It's a nice song.
Which one is it?
Turn Around.
Oh, that is really a good song. Eric, you like it? So.
It's
well,
scary.
It's just like I remember hearing these songs when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
With my mom,
why don't we all sing this right now? Yeah, Joseph is now singing. Oh, he's good. Did you hear that? Oh. All right, and we'll be right back with star singer Joseph Erdo right after this break.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.